الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين وخير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. So we will connect the dots and the story of Musa and Khidr alayhi salam. So there were three occasions during the journey when Musa alayhi salam, he observed and experienced very strange things. And he could not get hold of himself, and he was all, every time he was asking that, why did you do that? Why did you do that? So after third time, Khidr alayhi salam, he said that now this is the time that we should be parting from each other. Hada firaqu bayni wa bayni. But before we go on our own ways, I will explain to you the reason what I have done. So, what was the first occasion? What was the first thing during this journey?
The first thing in the journey was the Safina.
Yes, the boat, right?
Yeah. We put the hole in the boat.
Yes. So they were riding in the boat, and Khidr alayhi salam, he made the hole. So now he is giving the explanation, and he says, "Amma Safinatu." As far as the boat is concerned, فَكَانَتْ لِمَسَاكِينَ, so it was belonged to poor people. The owner of the Safina, the boat, they were very poor people. يَعْمَلُونَ فِي الْبَحْرِ, so this word suggests that they were the fishermen, those who catch the fish from the river, from the sea, and they sell it. And they were also working in the river. Working in the river means transporting the goods for the people from one corner to the other corner. So they were working in the يَعْمَلُونَ فِي الْبَحْرِ فَأَرَدْتُ أَنْ أَعِيبَهَا, so I have intended that I should make a hole in that boat. I should make it a defect. أَعِيب from عَيب. I put made the aib on that. And why? وَكَانَ وَرَاءَهُمْ مَلِكِ, because there was a king on the other side of the river. Beyond them, Vara means beyond. Beyond them there was a Malik, the king. يَأْخُذُ كُلَّ سَفِينَةٍ غَصْبًا, that he, on that day, he was seizing every boat. يَأْخُذُ, he was taking كُلَّ سَفِينَةٍ. And the adjective of the boat is not mentioned. What type of boat? Kulla safinatin saliha. That was perfectly right. That was like a new boat without any defect. So he issued an order. And how Khidr alayhi salam knew? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed him with everything. So he was taking every salih boat. Otherwise, if you just translate every boat, so then the question is here, that it was also the boat. Mm-hmm. Why he was not seizing this one? So, kulla saliha, he was taking every boat that was free from any defect. Ghasba, by force. So, he issued the order that even like, do not pay any money for this taking the boat. So, he was not buying. He was just taking out of force. كل سفينة غصبا. So now the other understanding is very clear. So I try to save the boat for these owners, for the masakin, and this type of defect was the very big thing that I have made. When they will see it, they can fix it later on, and it will be working for them. But it will save their means of, you know, sustenance. Subhanallah. وَأَمَّا الْغُلَامُ. Now the second thing, so that was a boy. Yeah. Right? When he killed him. وَأَمَّا الْغُلَامُ. So as far as the boy or that young man is concerned, فَكَانَ أَبَوَاهُ مُؤْمِنَيْنِ. So the reason why I have done with the boy is that his parents, both of them, أَبَوَاهُ, it's a dual of ab. So when sometimes you say the word for parents in Arabic, either you say abawa or walida. So you make the dual. But it covers both, mother and the father. So both of the parents, they were mu'minain, very righteous people. Mu'min, the people of faith, iman and righteous. Fakhashina. So we had every reason to fear. We were afraid of an yurhiqahuma, that this young man, this boy, he will not be a good person. And even he will be so bad that he will be tempting to his parents also. Sometimes what happens out of love for the child, sometimes parents also, despite of that they were good, but they may be carried away. They may carried away because of the love of the child. Okay, or at least he can put them in a situation, that situation was very grieved situation. They always have in the grief and depression and all that what happened to our child. He became kafir, right? أَنْ يُرْهِقَهُمَا تُغْيَانًا وَكُفْرًا. So we had the fear of that the child will make the parents in the situation of tughyan, rebellious, and kufr, and the disbelief. Right? So either one meaning is that this young man, he will become kafir and rebellious. And he, like his life full of sins and wicked life, rebellious against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, against the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one will be kafir also. So it will be very, very big challenging situation for the parents. And because of that, either they will be always in the situation of grief and sorrow and all that, and their life will become miserable. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes it is also possible the parents themselves, they can take something because of the child. So we wanted to protect the parents. فَأَرَدْنَا. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he intended that he will replace this young man with another child. And the same parents, they will have another child, and then that child will be very pious. Very pious and very much loving to them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted a replacement over there. وَأَمَّا الْغُلَىٰ فَأَرَدْنَا. So we intended أَنْ يُبْدِلَهُمَا رَبُّهُمَا, that their Lord, yani the Lord of the parents, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will replace يُبْدِلَ أَبْدَلَ يُبْدِلُ يُبْدَلَ فَرَمْ بَدَلْ
change,
replace for them خَيْرًا مِّنْهُ, a child that will be better than him. خَيْرًا, better, مِّنْهُ, than him. Zakatan, in purity. Now see the beauty again, the word zakat has been used in its literal meaning. It's not for the sadaqah or charity, but the literal meaning of zakat is purity. And why we call zakat, when we pay our money as a zakat, why is called zakat? It's purifying the wealth, right? And another meaning of zakat also, to grow, the growth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace the child that will be better than him in the purity. وَأَقْرَبَ رُحْمًا, it will be very closer in affection. Rahma. Rahma is from Rahim. So the actual meaning of Rahim is also affection and love. Yeah, it comes from the same word that is for the womb of the mother, right? And it's called Rahim because of all the relations, they start from that, and there is love and affection. So he will be very loving to his children and very obedient to the children and very pious. So that was the reason that I have done. Now the last thing is remaining, that inshallah next week you will study. But let me tell you about that, wall also. وَأَمَّا الْجِدَارُ Why I have fixed that wall? And the situation was over there that the people of the village, they refused to give them any kind of hospitality, but despite any food or anything. But despite of that, I have fixed that wall because that belonged to لِغُلَامَيْنِ يَتِيمَيْنِ Two brothers, two boys, they were brothers and they were orphan. Their father, he already died. And you know that the parents, they have put some kind of valuable things like gold or gold coins or something underneath of this wall. So it would fall down. So other people of the village, and you know how type of the people they are, they could take all that, you know, treasure from there, and these two brothers, they will be deprived of the wealth that their parents, they were trying to save for them, to keep for them. So I try to fix that wall so that these children, they will completely grown up, and they will become adult. And whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decide again, that wall will fall down again and they will be able to take the treasure. So I wanted to save it for them. So it was the reason for that. And then he said at the end that I did not do anything from my own choice. It was not my decision. It was every decision is coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I was just executing the plans of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I wanted to show you. So the gist of that sometimes we might not like the things that are going on and happening around us or with us, but who knows what is the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala behind. Okay. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase us in the understanding, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all of us the bandai shakir, grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all his blessings. And bandai sabir, whenever we see something adversity, may Allah give us a tawfiq to be patient on that and to show our sabr. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khair khalqi sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi.